You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A one-vehicle crash sent three people to the hospital yesterday in Portage County. It happened a little after 8:30 in the morning when the roads were snow and ice-covered and slippery. The Portage County Sheriff's Office released a statement reporting the pickup truck had been traveling on State Highway 54 in the township of Plover when it lost control near Coolidge Avenue. The truck left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The 22-year-old male driver, an adult female passenger, and a 6-year-old girl suffered severe injuries. They were transported to the hospital for treatment. The support for a statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens, but with a recent Trump administration-ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he is directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these. License plate aficionados have a new one to learn. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America.
Mid-State's Farm Tour and Wisconsin's Technical College's Ag Day celebration is happening on March 11th. You'll need to register by March 4th at mstc.edu. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is being inundated with letters and calls for safety improvements at the intersection of Highway 10 and State Highway 186. The Wood County Fire Chiefs Association sent a letter this week requesting that the DOT strongly consider addressing the safety issues at that intersection. The fire chiefs outlined three reasons in their letter. The first, to prevent injuries and death from the frequent and increasing crashes. The second is the physical dangers to first responders and crews who have to work on an incident on a 65-mile-per-hour highway. They are at physical risk of being injured or killed themselves. The third, and they state the most important reason, is the mental health of the first responders and crews. The lasting effects of these calls have negative effects on the responders' mental health and sometimes lead to them leaving their departments altogether. The city of Green Bay will have a little something extra for visitors and residents alike when the NFL draft comes to town. Lisa Hale has more.
Light Park in downtown Green Bay will become home to two free music-focused events as part of Draft Week. It's called the Draft City Music Fest. Brian Johnson of On Broadway Incorporated says he hopes the NFL sees how much heart the city has.
Green Bay has elevated this to a new level, and we might be the smallest market, but boy, we are committed. We're going to deliver a really great experience. We know that when the NFL leaves here, they're going to say, we want to be back, because Green Bay did it better than anybody.
The draft kickoff will be the evening of Wednesday, April 23rd, with nationally known music guests and a fireworks display. Saturday, April 26th, the 8th round downtown will take place from 5 till 11. Performers will be announced at a later date.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a 4-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA, the team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, if you're looking for a comedy movie, there isn't a bunch that catch my eye right now. But I watch You're Cordially Invited with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for a movie to just make you laugh, this is definitely it. Will Ferrell plays an overbearing dad, Jim, that wants to give his daughter, Jenny, the wedding of her dreams. Which is the same for Reese Witherspoon, Margot, who is overconsumed by her job, but wants to give her sister a beautiful wedding. Only thing is, the venue gets double booked, and Jim and Margaret fight over the beautiful island venue. Jim and Margaret try to sabotage each other's weddings. Little do they know how much they are hurting their loved ones. I mean, Jim even wrestles a gator in his bed. Don't ask me why this is in the film. This film isn't scoring that well on Rotten Tomato, as it's getting 49% critic score and a 36% audience score. But if you're just in the mood for some laughs, this movie will definitely do that. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday. It's not going to be windy, but we could get 4 to 6 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down Saturday evening. Today, partly cloudy with increasing clouds late this afternoon. Our high today, 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.